I just renewed my mortgage, and next week, the Bank of Canada is all set to announce whether or not there will be another rate cut. The last time, they just held it. They didn't increase or decrease whatsoever, but the next round is coming up next Wednesday, and on the heels of a new Liberal government and the throne speech and the markets right now, are they reacting at all and what's to come? I thought I'd call upon our financial expert, Scott Bjornson from Living Sky Financial. And Scott, what is your opinion next week, Bank of Canada? Another rate cut or hold steady?
Possible. One-third chance of cut so far, two-thirds chance of hold the course. So I guess we'll see. If there won't be a lot of new numbers coming out between now and then. So, you know, we'll find out on Wednesday. Rate cut, of course, you know, this is not going to stay at these levels and could be cut. We've said another two, maybe three times this year. So 50 to 75 basis points more. But whether they do anything now or wait till later in the summer or fall, we'll have to see. It has a bigger impact on short-term floating rate credit. No real big impact on longer-term mortgage rates.
We're seeing a marked decrease in those who are going stateside right now. The dollar exchange has a lot to do with that. How do the markets reflect this current state of our dollar exchange?
Well, U.S. investments, obviously, when the Canadian dollar has been weaker, you know, go up in value. On the other hand, the Canadian dollar has actually fluctuated up a little bit better recently. I'm not saying we're jumping at it to convert to U.S. dollars yet, but I think the cost of going down to the States, because their cost of living has increased as well. You know, so everything's more expensive in the U.S., add the exchange rate to it, and people are making some choices, I think. And I don't know that it's all political. I think some of it is just cost. People are a little tighter. We have higher costs in Canada, and I think people have to watch their spending more.
I've heard a few economists seem to forecast a possible recession in Canada. Is that a surprise to hear them say that, or what do you think?
Well, I think, you know, in the face of tariffs, you know, from the United States that are likely going to continue a little bit longer potentially for Canada and Mexico, the risk is that sectors of industrial and manufacturing in Ontario and Quebec get hit a little bit harder, and a mild recession is very likely to slow down with more layoffs. And that's unfortunate, but I mean, it's part of cycles. It's just that I think Canada needs to focus on growth. Again, sometimes we just have to look for other markets and start to be more diversified.
You say hold the path, hold steady. What about your portfolio right now? How do you know it's healthy and what should be in it?
Well, I think reviewing it is important. I think, you know, realizing that most portfolios right now are not down significantly year to date. I mean, might be down from their high at the end of January, which was sort of an all-time high for most people. But, you know, we had a very good year last year in investments, and we can afford to have a little bit of variability this year. But this also isn't as big a movement as we've seen in you know, 2022 or 2020, 2018. You know, they're fairly typical. They keep happening, and that's why they tend to reverse correct direction. And when people try to time markets, they're slow or late or wrong most of the time. And things move too quickly. You know, the institutional investors love volatility, but the average retail investor or individuals really need to just hold the course.
Scott Bjornson, financial expert. Okay, so we just heard the throne speech. The effect of this new government isn't really going to reflect anything in our markets or our portfolio, really, is it?
Nothing yet. No, I mean, we've got to wait for action for anything. I mean, markets, positive news is good, but on the other hand, you know, action is required for us to see, improvements in the markets and in the economy as we go forward. And so that'll take time to see what's going to happen.
Sure. Hear a lot more about separation. Would that rock our boat, so to say, in investments?
Well, it obviously would if it got to a very serious nature, I mean, or serious discussion on it. But I think, Western Canada, I think, you know, it's kind of rightfully feels a little bit ignored over the last decade. And I would hope that, you know, any government going forward starts to write that. And I guess that's what we have to see because, you know, a lot of people out west sort of feel like, you know, we've kind of haven't had a fair deal. And maybe that in part that's true. It does create a lot of a little bit of animosity. We'd rather see a country that isn't, you know, fractured as we go forward.
Scott Bjornson, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Well, last night, the Edmonton Oilers, big turning point in that series against the Dallas Stars. They won. It got so loud you could barely hear Cuthbert in the closing call.
They won three straight to host Dallas last year. They won three straight to put the Stars on the brink. The Oilers have a 3-1 series lead to the Western.
crazy atmosphere. Even before that, they were cheering, "We want the cup."
We want the cup! We want the cup! We want the cup!
It was a pretty solid. Okay, solid, entertaining hockey game again. Oilers scored first, then they got it tied up in the second on a power play. The special teams last night were huge for both teams, but not enough for the Stars because Oilers took a 2-1 lead into the third. That's where they really put on a clinic defensively, and they shut down any opportunities the Stars were trying to put forth, but they yanked their goaltender with 2.5 minutes left. But the Oil won the draw on their own end and saw the empty net.
Off a face-off in the Oilers' own. Puck clear and empty net. Kasperi,
Kapanen. 3-1 there. They'd add another 4-1 the final. Dallas, they just can't beat Skinner, who, again, the cheering is so loud in that arena. Skinner being interviewed on the ice.
You can name every single guy. You can talk about every single guy and how hard they battle. It shows you our fan base how much they care, how much they love hockey. I mean, Edmonton is all oil. It's fun to play here.
Yeah, I can relate to that atmosphere being there for Game 6 last year with Evan Bray and I. We went there, and it's just madness in Edmonton. And yes, they got to win one more. It won't be easy against the Stars. But when you look at how the Oilers, they haven't lost a 3-1 series lead since 1980. They are 17-1 when leading 3-1. The Dallas Stars are 0-16. I think we know where this one is going. But yeah, Oilers lost Zach Hyman. That could be a big loss. They'll update you on the Green Zone with Jamie and Locker later this afternoon, I'm sure. Morgan here. Lately, I haven't really binge-watched anything, but I know a lot of you are fans of this show.
My name is Alfred. I had another name.
You girls will serve the leaders and their barren wives. You will bear children for them.
The Handmaid's Tale continues to be quite a talker this week because I guess the series finale just dropped. The final episode is out there now. No spoilers here, but were you satisfied if you did watch it? Apparently, there's going to be a sequel called The Testaments. And Elizabeth Moss, who is in The Handmaid's Tale, says she's probably going to be on it. She said, quote, "June's story isn't over, and obviously I don't know. And even if I did know, I couldn't say what happens next. But I love the fact I don't necessarily have to say goodbye to that world and that character." No date release yet for The Testaments, which is a sequel to The Handmaid's Tale that's going to be dropping here, too. I've heard good and bad of the series finale that dropped this week. Some said it was pretty fulfilling. Others said a little disappointing. But that's normally what happens when series wrap up. You can't get a hotel room in our city right now because of a couple of big events, and one of which I want to point out is having their opening ceremonies today at the Real District Skills Canada National Competition. People are coming from coast to coast here to Regina. And a lot of people. That's why there's no hotel rooms right now. I talked to the Hotel Association yesterday. They're going to join me on the show tomorrow about a few matters. But one of which is they say we're about 98% right now capacity because of a couple events. This one, over 500 of Canada's best students and apprentices are showcasing their skills across 40-plus skilled trade and technology competitions that are taking place over at the Real District, which has been a massive setup of Grey Cup proportions, I'm hearing over there. They've been working behind the scenes a lot on this one here, too. And the other reason there's no hotel rooms this weekend is over at the Rail District, the big Subaru AAA Regina Spring Hockey Classic is on at the Cooperators, and that draws a lot of people from out of town as well, too. So they're warning you already, if you're going to the Rail District this weekend, parking again at a premium, and expect delays to get in and out of there. Mosaic will take over the Real District next weekend, not this weekend, but the weekend after June 5th through 7th. The Pavilions will be taking over the Real District and across the city. as Mosaic returns. And I've got a family pack right now, as I've had every weekday morning this week. If you want to go for free, this will save you and your kids some money, some passports, two for mom and dad, a couple for the kids. Text me 1-877-300-7275. What's your favorite pavilion? Include that in your response too. 1-877-300-7275. Text me now. Randomly, we'll direct message someone and award those family packs to Mosaic. On the wildfire watch, the latest, most up-to-date information right now at CJME.com. And as you listen throughout the day, we know fire crews continue to fight that blaze north of PA, and people living in the resort community of Candle Lake are concerned. They're hoping that a fire break or buffer, if you will be put in there. But the safety agency saying not just yet. They're not saying no, but they're not there yet. However, as I was talking with Evan Bray, who's coming up here at 8:30, he was suggesting last night he met a few people that are well aware of some locals there that are already using on the farm some equipment and trying to do it themselves right now. But as of today, 17 fires burning, 10 out of control, all caused by humans. And evacuees coming in from Pelican Narrows to both Regina and Saskatoon. John Fogarty, play ball, center field. He's 80 years old today. Happy birthday to John Fogarty. And playing ball, the Western Canadian Baseball League is back tonight. You got the defending East Division champion Moose Jaw Miller Express in action in Medicine Hat against the Okotoks Dogs, who were the defending league champions. Miller will be home Friday night in Moose Jaw to the Saskatoon Berries. And, of course, tomorrow night, Regina Red Sox open up their season against Swift Current. And joining me from the Red Sox, all the way from Colorado Springs, he just arrived only a few days ago, and I think this is his first interview. It's catcher James Wright. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
I can't imagine that you knew much about Regina before you came here, or did you?
I kind of asked around a little bit, but no one had too much information for me. So kind of came in blind a little bit, so didn't really know what to expect.
You come from Colorado Springs, where the air is a lot fresher and the mountainous terrain is nearby. It's pretty flat here. I assume that's the first thing you noticed.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a lot more flat here. But as far as the weather, I mean, it feels pretty much the same as Colorado, so that wasn't too big of a change for me. But as far as the mountains go, yeah, this place is a little bit more flat. But other than that, I'm seeing a lot of similarities for sure.
You're coming to the Sox as a catcher. Catching is basically being, I think, a baseball ninja. So what's your secret superpower behind the plate?
Oh, man. Probably just be a wall. Just try to be a wall and be someone who, pitchers feel good throwing to and feel confident throwing to as well. Trying to stop everything that comes my way. So
what's it like as a catcher? Because as a kid, the ball doesn't seem to hit your glove as fast as it does now. It always amazes me. I'd flinch. When did you know you enjoyed baseballs flying at you at 100 miles an hour?
I'd say when I got to high school, because in middle school, I kind of dabbled with it a little bit. Didn't really enjoy it all that much, just because I didn't really know the beauty behind catching, if that makes sense. But once I started to realize it and, kind of open my arms to the whole catching thing, that's when I started to really enjoy it, and it's been history ever since.
Well, you're now a member of the Regina Red Sox. We're happy to have you here. What did the club tell you when they hired you and said, you know what, we want you to come play ball? What was it that sold you?
The main thing was the atmosphere of the games and the fans, and I was told how much, the fan base plays a role in this league and for the Red Sox specifically. So I think the culture of the fan base and just the atmosphere of the games is the one thing that really sealed the deal for me.
Right on. Okay, yeah, well, let's come up with a walk-up song for you, okay? All right, if you had to pick a walk-up song for your glove, what's it going to be?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'm kind of all over the place with walk-up songs here. But my one that I've been riding with the last year or two has been Houston, We Got a Problem by Luke Combs. That's kind of my that's kind of my lucky, you know, walk-up song. I hear that, and I get dialed in. So
I love it. I love it.
Where I'm at with that.
James Wright is a new Red Sox member. He's the catcher, and I've enjoyed having you on the show here this morning and introducing you to all of Regina. The Regina Red Sox taking on Swift Current Thursday evening at Curry Field. It's your debut. You won't be nervous, right?
No, just excited. Just excited, ready to get after it.
Wish you well this season, my friend. Thanks for taking the time.
All righty. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on.
And just as he alluded, the atmosphere of the park is what kind of helped draw him here. I heard Jamie and Locker yesterday on the Green Zone. Jamie takes his family there often and said the same thing. It's nothing like it. So back in action tomorrow night. Well, Mosaic is back on June 5th, and I just awarded tickets randomly. We checked out Ukrainian Pavilion. Dennis Rudy answered and said, I love the Ukrainian Pavilion. Yeah, that's always a good one. The Greek is one of my favorites. But you know, the last few years, the Latino Pavilion has really come on strong. And I think, you know, the entertainment, I know this year I've heard they've got a Mariachi Latino band and some dancers that do some crazy stuff. It's going to be fun, I think. But the pavilions are all on display right now. If you want to go to reginamosaic.ca and pick your favorite pavilion, you can do it there. But congratulations again to Dennis Rudy. Hope you enjoy that family pack of passports. More importantly, enjoy a good time saving there as well, too.